This morning on 13, 12, 16, I want to talk crappy secret Santa gifts, because every year that I have worked for this company, we have done Secret Santa and I have received the worst Secret Santa gifts.
How bad?
Like bad. So the first year we did the normal Secret Santa and I received a sex shop voucher.
Well, really?
Yep. And no one owned up to it. Nobody told me, like, who it was at the end. Like, I had no idea for a year after. I had no idea who got me the Secret Santa gift.
Sex shop voucher.
A sex shop voucher.
Did you use it?
$20. What can you get from a sex shop that's $20?
No, you tell me.
No. Well, I don't know. I don't even...
You've not used it.
I've not used it. No.
Okay.
Then...
a real waste.
It was a real waste. Then, last year, we did the Secret Santa where you buy a gift and you can steal from other people. So you go in order and I can't remember what it's called, but you pull a number out of the hat, you get to pick a gift, blah, 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 blah. Picked a gift. I had a great gift. It was like a cheese board or something. Someone stole it from me at the very last minute.
Oh, right, because that's how we did it,
yeah,
right. Yeah, yeah. Because
yeah.
Just for everyone who doesn't realise this, Rach actually did work here in the building before starting on air. She was working in sales for a little while.
I was working in sales, yes. So, yeah, then we did the stealing one. Someone stole my cheese board off me and I got left with a dinosaur fossil pack. So
what?
It was like a kid's toy.
Oh, it was a kid's toy, not a real fossil.
And the person who bought it was like, oh, I just thought it would be funny for like someone to get a crappy gift. And I'm like, so me. So I ended up, the person that has no kids will never use this. I'm thinking, yeah. So
wow.
I've been stitched up 2 years in a row.
Wow. I'd
Secret
really
Santa.
Like to know who's given you a sex shop voucher. And was that... Yeah, right. It wasn't me, by the way.
Okay,
just
good.
To be clear on that.
Great. Good to know.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, are we doing Secret Santa again this year?
We are. We're doing the stealing one again where you can steal the presents. So I'm not looking forward to it because I haven't got a great track record.
Poor Rach.
I want to get something good. Everyone walked away with bottles of wine and all sorts of things. I got a bloody dinosaur fossil pack.
It's good.
Still
Teach
sitting there.
Dinosaurs.
I haven't opened it. I haven't used it. 13, 12, 16. Have you had a crappy Secret Santa gift?
For the most part, Secret Santa gifts are not incredible.
No.
They're just, you know, because you've got a spending limit and sometimes it might just be $20
yeah,
or something,
but I mean,
or 10.
Like,
of 10
a
you know what I mean?
Coffee mug, anything. Anything would have been good. Have you ever
just
had a crappy
simple.
Secret Santa gift?
Huh?
What did you get last year? Did you get anything?
I can't remember.
Can't even remember.
I don't remember.
No.
I remember because I do remember us doing that stealing thing where you had an opportunity to upgrade.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't think I ended up with anything too flash. But, yeah, look, if you've received a Secret Santa gift over the years, at any point, something that just stood out to you was like, wow.
What the?
Some people might like a sex shop voucher. Not Rach. She didn't like it.
Oh, it was just the mystery of who it came from. It was creepy.
Yeah, and they could still be here.
They could still be here. I don't know who they are.
In this very building.
In this very room.
Dylan on the line. What's a crappy Secret Santa gift that you've received?
Actually, it was a sex bell.
You got a sex doll.
Wow.
A sex bell.
Bell?
Oh, a sex bell.
What's that?
Yeah, you ring it for sex.
Really? That's a thing?
That's funny.
How is it different to a normal bell?
Well, it's red and it's got like all that, well, it's
right. So do you know who got it for you was it a family or workplace?
It was actually family.
Don't tell me it was your mum or something.
My auntie.
It's your auntie. Got you a sex bell.
I'd be interested to see what it is. Can you send us a photo of this thing? I'd be interested to see what it looks like. What makes it a sex bell? Is it like doused in pheromones or something? I don't know.
Well, it's got like lace material all over it and it's got sex bell written on it.
Rightio. That's all the information I need.
Yeah, I do have to ask though, Dylan, has it been successful?
Yeah.
Is it a successful sex bell?
No.
Keep on ringing it, mate. Don't give up.
Keep trying.
Cheers,
thank you.
Dylan. Jackie on 13, 12, 16, have you received a crappy Secret Santa gift?
Oh, I sure have. Now, let
it?
Me just put this out there first. If there's a minimum and maximum spend,
yes.
Maximum says $20, don't go the $1 or $2 gift. Spend the $20.
That should go without saying.
Because I open my gift. Now, I like to put some thought into my gifts.
Yeah.
I open my Secret Santa gift. And you might have seen them, the little plastic reindeer, you lift the tail, and the little chocolate lolly nuggets drop out.
Yes, I've seen that. Is that what you got?
That's what I got. Oh. Nothing else with it.
Oh, no.
So let's rock that $2 gift. I think one ripped off. Where's the rest of the $18?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're going to give me the cash for it or what?
Yeah. That's why I opened the card and thought, oh, so there's some cash in here to go with this gift. So when you say crappy Santa gifts, I definitely got the crappy Santa gift.
Quite literally a crappy gift.
Yeah. When I opened it, I was like, where's the cameras? Is this a joke or...
No cameras.
Waiting for the owner.
Oh, yeah. I know, they won't admit to those ones,
They run and hide.
Yeah, and worst part was it was a work do, so come on, people, step up.
Lift your game.
People at Jackie's workplace, I hope you're listening.
Come on, guys.
Me too.
See you, Jackie.
See you later.
AJ on 13, 12, 16, what's a crappy Secret Santa gift that you received?
It wasn't me, it was my sister.
Oh, yeah.
And we were doing a family Secret Santa, and she asked for a $25 voucher.
Yeah.
But instead of giving her the actual voucher, they gave her 5-cent pieces wrapped up in about 10 different boxes that were individually wrapped.
That's cruel.
That is so cruel. That's real. And I look, this term gets overused, but that's grinchy.
That is very grinchy.
Isn't it?
It was hilarious.
Oh, that is funny.
It is probably hilarious. Yeah, I can see that.
Do you know who gave it to her?
It was my Uncle Robert.
Oh, Uncle Robert. You're a
Rob,
cheeker.
You're a rascal.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call, mate.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Mel, how you going?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Have you received a crappy Secret Santa gift before?
Oh, yes. I got a scratchy.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, was it a winning one or?
Well, it was, but it was $2.
Oh, wow.
That's terrible.
I know, it was an insult.
That's one of the biggest cop-outs for a Secret Santa gift I can think of. So they've basically bought themselves a scratchy and gone, this cost me a tenny, you know, like that was the limit. It only won two, but, oh, my God.
Do you know who it was?
No, I still don't know who it was.
Was it in
one
your workplace?
Day.
It was a workplace,
Oh, what cheekers.
I need to get the CSI team onto that one, I think.
Definitely.
I will. It
was
so godly.
Thanks, Mel.
See you, Mel.
See ya.
Jared, have you received a crappy Secret Santa gift?
I have. I received a mankini.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear.
Beautiful. Oh, dear. Beautiful. Ever worn it, mate?
It did end up getting worn at the Christmas party.
Oh, yes. At the work Christmas party.
Yes, it did. Ended badly.
Oh, it ended badly. Oh,
yeah, well,
dear.
You know what? I already know it ended badly because you wore it.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know what Jared looks like.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't look good on any man.
No
offense to Jared. No man looks good in a mankini.
No, not at all.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And did you find out who it was? Who said it? Who gave it to you?
It was one of our staff. Yeah, one of the girls that I worked with.
Oh,
so.
Did she know she was going to get you?
Huh?
For the Secret Santa, did she know? Like, was it was it the stealing Secret Santa or just the normal one?
No, it was just normal Secret Santa.
So she planned that.
They were setting me up.
Setting you up. That's funny.
Couldn't wait to see you in it. We're assuming here it's because she's got a thing for you. That's what we're going with.
She may have had a crush.
I don't think so.
Good on you, Jared. Have a good one, mate.
You too, guys.